show are new developments in the crash of a Russian plane in Egypt. Kogali Mavia, or Metrojet, flight 9268 broke apart last Saturday while flying from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt to St. Petersburg, Russia. All 224 people on board were killed. U.S. officials say their intelligence suggests the ISIS terrorist group, or someone linked to it, put a bomb on the plane. And British Prime Minister David Cameron said yesterday it's more likely than not that a bomb caused the crash. For that reason, Britain put a temporary hold this week on flights traveling to and from the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh.
We cannot be certain that the Russian airliner was brought down by a terrorist bomb. But because it's a strong possibility, it's right to act. It's right to act quickly. It's right to act on the advice that we receive. It's right to act on the intelligence that we have. We discussed this with others in Europe. We discussed it with the Americans. I'll be calling President Putin in a moment or two to discuss this with him as well. But my view is that my job is to take the action necessary to protect the interests of British citizens and British lives.
As a result of that and other flight suspensions, thousands of tourists were stranded in Egypt this week. Egyptian officials say they haven't found evidence that the plane was bombed and that Britain's decision to cancel flights was unjustified. Investigators led by Egypt do have clues to the crash. Some are from services that track planes in the air worldwide.
The final seconds of Metrojet Flight 9268, captured in data from the plane itself, shows a sudden and disastrous event or events, putting the Airbus 321 in a steep and unrecoverable descent. From the time it took off, the plane appeared to be operating normally, climbing toward its cruising altitude of 32,000 feet. As the jet ascended through 31,000 feet, something catastrophic happened.
This airplane looked like it broke up for whatever reason and came to a complete stop and became a brick.
23 minutes into flight, the plane is climbing at a seemingly normal rate, according to Flight Radar 24 information, 576 feet per minute, nearing 31,000 feet. Then the vertical speed, the speed at which the plane is ascending, changes dramatically. Within a second, the rate the plane is falling jumps tenfold. 23 seconds later, the plane appears out of control, plummeting 26,000 feet per minute, that is 300 miles an hour, toward the Earth.
But as a pilot, this must look like a nightmare to you. This is a plane that's completely out of
control. This is a pilot that's trying to get a hold of his aircraft. This is a pilot that's trying to recover the airplane. If this airplane had broken apart at this point, these pilots were not conscious.
With U.S. officials suggesting a bomb may have been placed on the doomed Airbus, investigators are searching for definitive physical evidence of an explosive device.